Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, greetings from believers and pastors from the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Lithuania. We are from the land which was reached by gospel, the last in Europe. And when we are reading today's gospel on Matthew, we see how the love of God, creator of Sabbath and human being, wholeheartedly reach the life of people, the understanding of people. And first question, is it lawful? Is it lawful, God, that you love people? Is it lawful that you will heal someone? Is it lawful that you died for sins on the cross? And is it lawful that you had resurrected? Is it lawful that your mercy comes and your grace comes without our works, and your love is everlasting, and your love is the essence of you? Is it lawful, God? What shall we do then? I am from land which is celebrating the 1,000 years from the moment when Lithuania was first mentioned in the Middle Ages documents. And the celebration is not so very nice because of this is the date when the first missionary, Archbishop Bruno, with 18 friends were killed at the border of Lithuania. So now 1,000 years, huge celebration in our country, but when we are thinking about why we celebrate, really, we celebrate the 1,000 years how we fight against gospel in our land. And we need to admit that this fight is quite fruitful, and the people are not very eager to pray, to celebrate, to read Word of God, to hear Word of God, and this is the fruit. But we are the church. Lutheran Church, we are very little there, about less than 1% in society. But we are the church of hope because we know that we are not creators of gospel, and we are not creators of even of theology. Our task is to witness the mercy of God, to preach the word and to administer sacraments, those means in which God comes to human life. And even though when people ask, is it God, is it lawful that you love your people, we preach, and then people open their hearts and understand that it's not lawful, it is merciful that God came to in our world to serve us. God came in our world to see small land and big land. God came into the world to redeem rich families and poor families, those who has big vision in the future and those who are hopeless. This is what we celebrate and why we can enjoy, even in the face of all the problems that contemporary world has today. Wars, crisis, and so on, but this is very natural development of our societies. When you reject God, then you have consequences, and there are no other way. But church, we preach hope, because God, God of Sabbath, God of heaven and earth, had been incarnated and came to us, a human being, to bring the life, real life, to bring the real essence of life, and to bring the life everlasting, and to forgive our sins and to open heaven doors. And from a pastoral practice of this such acception or reception of gospel of God, I hear from one of our congregations, you know, one family, very poor people, and a little bit psychologically neglected, that probably he has not full understanding of what is happening around. But when they are receiving Holy Communion, this whole whole family, when they are receiving Holy Communion, and when sometimes other people, brothers and sisters in Christ, kneeling, saying Amen, or so on, but just thinking how to behave, this family behaving very naturally. And they do not say Amen, but when they receive body of Christ and when they receive blood of Christ, they say, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And this thank you very much for me sounds like really witness of gospel. Little people, invisible people, the people that have nothing to be proud in this world. No much wisdom, no much treasures in this world, but they receive Christ with open heart. And they thank you, God, that you come to me. So, and I wish to all of us not to ask God, is it lawful that you love this world and you are coming, but God, thank you that you came to our world and that you let us finish new day, and the most important, that you not neglecting our world by removing your word and your sacraments from the world. That means with removing the church from the world, but that you keep your church alive up to the end of the days. Amen.